This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Erin Gobra, or as one of my friends emailed me today, Erin Gobralis. It's St. Patrick's Day, which if you're in Ireland, probably means you're in church. If you're in the United States or Canada, probably means that you're either in a parade or a bar, or maybe both. That somehow this has become a party holiday. Everybody's a little unclear about it's kind of like Halloween, in that both of those were originally religious celebrations, right? And they've now become party time. And on Halloween, you dress up. My perception is that men dress as women, women dress as hookers, which is something about sexuality in our country. Here, everybody goes green, right? They wear green. They look green after. I don't know if you've ever been to a St. Patrick's Day parade. I think they've finally outlawed drinking in New York. I think if you're caught either with any kind of drink or drunk, that there is a serious consequence. I don't know what they do, but
is it like a fine, or do they give you like some ticket? Do they throw you in jail? What do they do?
Well, I know that a couple of years ago there were a whole bunch of arrests, so I don't know exactly what it is. But it used to be that the parade had gotten so rowdy that everybody was so drunk, and somebody decided enough was enough, and so that has stopped. And I'm not sure exactly what the consequences are. Basically not being a drinker and essentially being on the air unless the parade is on a weekend. I think Staten Island had their St. Patrick's Day on the weekend. A lot of people had it on the weekend. The first year I was working at City Hall in Boston, and I think St. Patrick's Day was a Saturday. And I swear to you, I would come up out of the subway and people were drunk at 8 o'clock in the morning, starting on about Wednesday. I don't know where it's gotten to be such a
time, did they?
No, we're going to party down. You know, it's on a weekend, and we need to get some. It was really alarming. Boston had their parade, I think they had theirs on Sunday. And I know that it was a huge parade because they allowed gays for the first time in the parade, which, I don't know, I'm not even going to go there. But I actually did an interview on a bunch of years ago with calling a place a very famous bar in Dublin. It's not a big deal there. It was a religious holiday, right? It's a feast day, which in the Catholic Church basically means there's quite often a meal, but it's a commemoration of a saint, obviously Patrick here. And St. Patrick was supposedly, and it's a little unclear, a lot of controversy actually about St. Patrick. He's an important figure in Irish Catholic history, but he wasn't actually Irish. Did you know that? He was born in Britain. Yeah, well, pay attention. He was born in Britain probably around 390 to an aristocratic Christian family, according to National Geographic, who knows everything. He was kidnapped, brought to Ireland at 16, escaped, and was reunited with his family. At a voice he heard in his dreams, which later told him to go back to Ireland. He became a priest and spent the rest of his life converting the Irish to Christianity. The question is, did he drive the snakes out of Ireland? Apparently not so. There are no snakes in Ireland today, but there actually never were. That's like, my job is to keep the tigers out of New York. Well, there aren't any tigers in New York. See what a good job I'm doing? So there. It turns out that the water around Ireland is too cold for snakes to arrive from Britain. So he got rid of all the snakes, probably a metaphor for saying he got rid of the old evil pagan ways. All right, so the question is why it's March 17th. Basically, there are cynics who say, well, it's just because March is kind of a dull month, right? There's no Valentine's Day, there's no President's Day, there's no Easter. But they actually think he may have died on that day in 461, which meant he would have been a ripe old 71, which at that point would have been a very old man. Apparently he was forgotten until about the 9th or 10th century. And somebody thought, well, you know, March is kind of dull. Why don't we just have a feast day? You know that guy who got the snakes out of Ireland? Why don't we just do it for him? It was just a minor religious holiday until the 70s. And actually, are everybody sitting down? The pubs would actually close St. Patrick's Day because it was a religious holiday, right? Wow. Until about the 70s, yeah. So apparently, prohibition on eating meat, drinking, and dancing during Lent were lifted for the day. Right, because as we know, we've got another, 2 weeks plus of Lent, as I can tell you from every little chocolate drop. Oops, no, that was just a little tear. So that the idea of the revelry and the fun came from the idea that on St. Patrick's Day, because it was a feast day in the Catholic Church, that all the restrictions were lifted for one day. And, of course, as we often do, America turns St. Patrick's Day into Party Central. It's not clear when the first parade took place, but they think it was probably in Boston in 1737 and New York in 1762. So it took New York, another, 25 years to catch up. And as more Irish immigrants came to the U.S., obviously, especially after the potato famine in the 1840s. So now it's a big deal. There are many small towns, big cities, bars, whatever. It turns out New York St. Patrick's Day is the world's oldest civilian parade and largest parade in the U.S., according to History.com. Chicago dyed the Chicago River green every day, or every St. Patrick's Day. There you go. All right, so are you wearing green today?
I've got kind of a green plaid shirt on right now.
There you go. All right, so you don't get pinched.
It's got some green trim in it.
There you go. There you go. I always tell people it's my underwear and I'm not going to show them. The green has connotations to Ireland in springtime. It's in the flag. And Ireland, as we know, is called the Emerald Isle.
Green's my favorite color, too, by the way.
Oh, well, so this was random. Was this accidental that you were wearing green today?
No, actually I did wear it because it's St. Patrick's Day. But
okay.
But yeah, green's always been my favorite color since I was able to talk, since I could actually acknowledge what colors were.
Well, lavender is a lot for a kid. Green's pretty easy. But blue, red, you're right. Yellow, too complicated. It turns out that the wearing green is specifically American. The idea being that you would ward off being pinched by leprechauns. Did you know that?
I didn't.
So it wasn't, the reason you get pinched is because the leprechauns could pinch you. And shamrocks are three-leaf clovers, so it's basically Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And, again, St. Patrick was trying to convert the pagans to Christianity. So they didn't wear shamrocks until about the 17th century. And most of them, do you want a – McDonald's has a shamrock shake. Did you know that?
Yep.
Did you have one?
I haven't had one this year, but I've had them before. They're pretty good.
Well, they're mint, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, mint is not one of my favorite things, and chocolate mint we don't even think about. And, of course, then we can talk about whether or not leprechauns really exist, but I don't think I'm actually going to do that. I'm a psychologist. I have a scientific background in the idea. However, I am looking for the pot of gold. So, leprechaun or not. So that's St. Patrick's Day. That's where it all came from a British kid, a wealthy British kid who was kidnapped and then heard voices. What can I tell you? As a psychologist, we're actually not going to go there, are we? The idea being that that Americans are terrifically good at taking basically non-denominational religious holidays and turning them into bacchanals. And as someone says, the Ayn Rand Society was that Christmas, before Americans got a hold of it, was kind of a dour holiday. And then the commercialization made it fabulous. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Give me a call, 855-993-7569. And Aaron, go bra. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-99-3756-9. Call me about whatever is on your mind. I thought today we'd put up on Facebook, but I would love for you to tell me in person any Irish stories that you have, or Irish. I suppose jokes are okay, but they have to be clean. And I suppose technically if they have any sort of vaguely ethnic component to it, then you should probably be Irish to tell me. Although I suppose today everybody's Irish. One of my Irish friends said to me that God invented alcohol so the Irish didn't have to rule the world. which I thought was, but he was Irish, so, yeah, and he had a scotch and soda or something in his hand at the time, so he thought, at any rate, it's actually a pretty interesting day in history, even if you either include or discount St. Patrick, the Brit. All right, on this day, supposedly, now how people figured this out is a little beyond me, because we've changed calendars since the beginning of the country. Remember, we were on, Jacobean, and then we went to Georgian or something of the sort. I never remember exactly what it is, but we changed the calendars, and it made things that occurred on one day occur on a different day. But how somebody discerns this is a little unclear to me, but I just report the facts, sort of. All right, on this day in history in 45 BC, all right, so that's 2015, and then 45 years before the birth of Christ. So that would be 2,060 years ago, supposedly, on this day. I'm a little skeptical, as you can hear. Julius Caesar defeats the Pompeian forces of Titus Labienus and Pompey the Younger in the Battle of Munda. So there. You probably didn't know that. Did you know about the Ballad of Munda?
I knew nothing about it.
There you go. And, I mean, assuming that people were as accurate about calendars and days of the week and days of the month, 2,060 years ago is somewhat of a leap, but nevertheless, I'm willing to accept it. Where's National Geographic when we need them? In 180, this presumably is Anno Domini, if it doesn't say, Marcus Aurelius dies leaving Commodus the sole emperor of the Roman Empire. So you can see it's kind of an interesting day in history. Maybe that's some of these things are why March 17th became St. Patrick's Day. Either that or everybody else figure, March, boring. 1805, if you're March, I apologize. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. The Italian Republic with Napoleon as president became the Kingdom of Italy with Napoleon as king. Do you know that? Napoleon was king of Italy? You know, he conquered them, but you don't think of it that way.
No, I never really looked at it that way at all.
Yeah, yeah. Also, all these to me are kind of fascinating. They also kind of a theme, more or less. In 1842, the Relief Society of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is formed. Da-dum-dum.
Hmm.
Yeah. In 1941, the National Gallery of Art was officially opened by FDR. If you've never been to the National Gallery, you have to go. It's really fascinating. It's a great museum. All the museums, I shouldn't say all, almost all the museums in D.C. are free. Except, like, the Spy Museum isn't, and the News Museum is not. But most of them, the vast majority, are free and wonderful. All the Smithsonian's are free. The Air and Space and National Gallery is. Museum of Natural History, which has got, was it the Conahor Diamond? It's got one of the big diamonds. Did you know this is one of those fascinating, it's kind of in this little room by itself, and it's like in a black velvet case and with the light behind it. And it turns out, a story I didn't know, is that it was sent from New York via the post office. I think it was sent from New York to D.C. in the mail to prove how safe the mail was. I don't know that I would put my diamond in an envelope and send it off in the mail. But
no, I'm probably not doing that.
Yeah, and my guess is that it was probably sort of received slightly more care than I guess the largest or most valuable diamond or something in the world at the time.
Right.
But it was certainly a very clever publicity stunt. In 1960, Eisenhower signed the National Security Council directive on the anti-Cuban covert action program that would lead to the Bay of Pigs invasion. You know, and Eisenhower is known for a lot of... He actually isn't one of the renowned presidents very much. He was viewed as a really good general and a not terrifically good president. But he was the one who basically said, beware the military industrial complex. And he was the one who said that nationalism was going to wither and that essentially terrorism would be the threat of the world. So he was really ahead of his time. But I'm not sure the sanctions against Cuba were his finest moment. But he was a general, and he saw the Russians, even though they were his allies at one point, as a huge threat. And so, and that, that Cuba was just off the coast of the United States, what, like 28 miles or something. The largest meteorite since NASA started observing the moon in 2005 actually hit the moon on this day in 2013, which always scares the daylights out of people because the moon is so close.
Right.
And they figure if the moon's today, does that mean we're tomorrow? So there we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is kind of an interesting day in history, don't you think, that it has to do with there's something kind of vaguely ancient and life-changing and deep about this day.
Yeah.
As opposed to some that just seem bloodthirsty or very political or very monetarily based. This one seems to have some kind of spiritual undertones or overtones or something.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. A new study says that loneliness and isolation are as dangerous as weight, and which is an interesting subject because they often go hand in hand, right? As people get more and more isolated, they use food as a source of comfort. And so they feel heavier. So, and especially in this society, that heavy isn't viewed as particularly. It's the last thing that everybody feels very comfortable being a bigot about. That you wouldn't say to somebody, "Wow, your one leg is shorter than the other," or "Wow, those are really thick glasses," or "Wow, you really have acne scars," because that would all be considered as really rude and maybe even bigoted. But nobody has any problem. I mean, when you're a group of people looking at somebody who's really heavy and saying, "Wow, they don't miss many meals," I mean, that's as bigoted and biased as anything else. And we somehow assume that people who are heavy have no self-control, which may be true in some cases, but certainly not in all cases. And so what? I mean, all of us have areas that we are not particularly adept at controlling temptation. They just may be different areas. And it's somewhat remarkable because for most of human history, somebody being heavy was considered a sign of wealth and beauty and blessings from God because people were starving to death. And so if you were thin, you were a peasant. And if you were heavy, you were much higher, you're much higher literally in the food chain. Get it? Food chain. All right. And I remember in the late 80s when AIDS was just such a threat to everybody. I had gay friends who would not work out very much, even though they were very body conscious, because they figured if they lost weight, everybody would assume they had AIDS. So weight is as much a socio-political thing as anything else. Give me a call, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Rick, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How you doing? My question is, should you stay with someone if they say they don't trust you?
How long have the two of you been in a relationship with one another? Are you in a relationship with this person?
Yeah, 17 years.
Okay. How old are you?
32.
Wow. And how old is the other person?
32.
Are you married to each other?
Yes.
Do you have kids?
Three.
Ages?
5, 11, and 12.
Why is this person said they don't trust you? Have they given you any specifics?
Well, it's been like that since the beginning.
Well, at the beginning, if I do my math right, you guys were 15 when you met. So nobody trusts anybody at 15 because you're all nincompoops. All of us are nincompoops. And it's not even that we cheat. It's just that we're nincompoops. So if this person has said they didn't trust you from the beginning, why is it troublesome now after 17 years? What else is going on?
I can't do anything without her. What are you doing? Where are you going? And, like, how long you been there? And it's just so annoying.
Have you ever cheated on her?
No. She thinks that, but I have never.
Does she have anything specific that she is accusing you of? Is she saying...
Well, it's like she, like, there's nothing there, but she fills in the nothing there, and it... Like,
give me an example.
Her friend was over, and she talks a little, I don't know, like loose, like she's not all like uptight, she's just more relaxed.
Right.
And says whatever, and I think it's funny. And if I laugh at it, she looks like, what are you laughing at? What, you like her or something? And just like...
Okay, I got it. So, she's possessive and she's jealous.
Oh, wicked.
Okay. Does she work outside the home?
Just now. She just started. I was trying to find a way to get her a job, because the more she stays in the house, the more she thinks about...
Yep, you're absolutely right. The more isolated she becomes. Does she have a weight problem?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Look, the two. How long have you guys actually been married to each other?
I was legal.
Yeah, legal.
Since I was 18.
Okay.
Actually, no, 19, my bad.
Oh, that's right. So, was she pregnant when you got married?
No. I was like 2 years later after we got married.
Okay. Well, thank goodness for small favors. Okay. The two of you got married when you were babies. Did both of you graduate high school?
Both.
Good. What kind of work do you do, Rick?
Carpentry.
Okay. And what kind of work has she started doing?
Customer service,
okay. How long has she been at the job?
Not even a month.
Okay. Does she seem to be enjoying it?
Seems so.
Okay, good. All right, look, here's the deal. What's been consistent is her distrust of you. What's changed is your tolerance for her distrust for you, right? Because she's been, it sounds like,
really
she's been doing
tough.
The same thing for 17 years, right?
But it's been getting worse since her friend came over and he thinks I've been going out with her.
All right, Rick, look, I think a couple things. Believe it or not, I would try to convince you, even though I know it's irritating and I'm not walking around in your penny loafers, to give it a little more time, because I think her working outside the home will help. It may also make you feel of, okay, she's finally got a way to support herself so I don't have to stick around. But I try not to think that way if you possibly can. Have the two of you done any counseling together? Have you done any therapy together?
No.
Would you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
She refused. She told me she wouldn't. I don't need that. If you need it, go ahead.
Look, you've got a huge investment in this marriage, right? You've spent essentially all of your adult life with this woman. Number two, you got three kids. So you've got...
Well, that doesn't really matter, right? Because that's what you told about a lot
of
people.
No, I agree. I don't think you ever stay in a marriage because of the kids. But with kids, it's just another reason to work on the marriage. It's not a reason to stay. It's a reason to motivate you to make sure that there's no way to make it better. However, right now, it's not much fun for either of you to be the other person. I mean, to be together. I mean, it's just not very workable right now. So let's see what we can do about it. All right, the first is, I do think that, I mean, do the two of you have dates with each other at all?
No, that kind of stopped.
Well, I think we need to put that back in, right? Because understand that,
well,
I mean,
you're the one, I'm more like the one that wants to go out all the time, and now she doesn't want to go anywhere.
Why does she, is she that uncomfortable about her weight?
I think so. I mean, I don't know.
I think she is too. How much does she weigh? How tall is she?
Say 5'4".
Okay, and how much does she weigh, would you guess?
I really don't know. I never, don't even know.
Would you say is she obese?
I never told her that. I never say that.
No, I hear.
Beautiful, but
I hear. Do the two of you have sex with each other?
Yeah, but sometimes when there's done stuff, I really don't want to have anything to do with it because she's
okay.
Really aggravated.
I hear. Do you sleep in the same bed?
Yes. Last couple of nights we were like separate beds. She went into another room.
Why?
That's fine. I don't know, she got really upset.
Was this because of the friend that came over?
Probably like a mixture of everything.
All right. Do you want to stay in this marriage or not? If you, in a perfect world, do you want to stay or you want to go?
What, she keeps on accusing me of? I just feel like I just want to take off.
Okay, but that's, you know, look, you're not 15 anymore, and so, but when you look
I kinda,
at it...
I've seen like a big shift since the last child, and she just seems like... not really the person for me.
Let me give you kind of the lay of the land here a little bit, all right? Which is...
Well, I know the child support and all that stuff, and the alimony comes and all that, but, you know, it's just not worth me staying
right.
Like that. Just...
Rick, here. Wait a minute. I promise you, I'm not gonna. I have no ability to compel you to do anything, and even if I did, I wouldn't. All right. So, hang on just a second for me. All right. Number one, you have to decide if you're really done here. If no matter what she did, if she stopped being accusatory, if your sex life got better, mostly that she stopped being accusatory, because she's not going to lose the weight. If she's put on, 50 or 60 pounds in the last couple of years, she's not going to lose it overnight. So let's leave the weight issue beside itself. But if she, somehow she could stop being accusatory, she could understand that her insecurities have more to do with her perception of herself than with your behavior. Would you want to stay? Would you want to go? And if the answer is, no matter what she did to change, no matter how sweet she became, no matter how much she stopped accusing me, no matter how much better our sex life got, I'm done. You have to sort of look at this as kind of a philosophical problem, all right? There are situations in which we look at a person and we think, I don't care what they did. I don't care what they did to make it okay. I'm done. It's not that I hate them. It's just that I'm done. There's just nothing else. At which point, negotiating with somebody is cruel. If I said, Rick, I'm done with this phone call. And you said, but Joy, I'm not finished yet. And I said, yeah, but Rick, you're being really rude to me. And you said, okay, from now on, I'll just call you ma'am. And so you started calling me ma'am. And I said, Rick, I'm done. That's not fair. If I'm really done with you, I need to be honest about that, even though you may be angry with me. And it may me feel terrible about myself, but I got to let it go. If there's nothing you can do to compel me to do business with you, I should be honest about it. On the other hand, as I say, Rick, I really want to help you. If you interrupt me one more time, I'm going to hang up on you, and you stop interrupting me, it's not fair for me to hang up on you. So the first thing you have to decide, and you don't have to decide it right now, you don't have to decide it with me, because this is a really important question, and so it's a really important answer, is if she changed A, B, and C, could I go forward with her? And if the answer is no, not she's not going to do it, because that's not up to you. She has to decide she's going to change or not. So then, if what you're saying is that she changed her behavior, I'd be willing to stay. Then we have to figure out what exactly you want from her. And it sounds to me what you're saying is, I love you, I will always love you, but I can't be in a situation where you're questioning my loyalty and my fidelity all the time. So here's what I propose. That we find a therapist, that I swear to you on a Bible that I am not cheating, that I love you, but you've got to stop accusing me of things, and we need to have weekly dates, and we need to be able to talk with each other, and we need to have sex sometimes. And you may want to leave sex off the plate temporarily, because you don't want to make her feel that the only reason you're sticking around is because you're horny, all right? I don't know how important it is to you, because we really haven't talked about it, but those two things of saying, number one, you have to stop accusing me, and any time you accuse me of cheating on you, you have to put $20 in the jar, all right? Or you have to give me $20. And number two, that we start having weekly dates. And number three, that we find a therapist. Now, she may say, I don't want to do any of these. At which point, then you can say, but at that moment, Rick, it's not you deciding it's a time to go. It's her deciding she's not willing to do anything to change things, and it's intolerable for you. So that's a different, and it's going to put you in a different situation emotionally, intellectually, everything else. And so, but think about it before you do it, because it makes no sense to negotiate those three things with her, which are really important, and they're not going to be easy for her, and she's still feeling that you don't love her because she's fat, and because that's her own issue. She's going to have to deal with that. That's not your issue. But the idea of dates, therapy, and go ahead, and not accusing. What?
I did tell her this. Can you stop, stop doing this? Everything will be fine. And she'll stop for a while, and then she'll just go back up again. This has been going on for the last 2 years. And
I know.
I'm so tired of.
So you have to sign a contract that says, that you can't do this. And and that's why I'm saying not only that, but you also have to talk about the therapy issue, and you have to talk about the date issue. Because her stopping accusing, because part of the reason she's accusing you is it's not only that she thinks that you're not, that you're interested in someone else, but more importantly and more disastrously, Rick, she figures you're not interested in her.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too?
ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we talked today about the fact that there are certain days in history that that seem to resonate in various ways. Today being St. Patrick's Day, and also that there was Napoleon became king of Italy, and the Christian Latter-day Saints started, and Marcus Aurelius, you know, beat Commodus. I mean, you know, that, so there is kind of historical precedent, if you can believe the timing of things. But this is one of the stories that I don't know if it's a St. Patrick's Day story. Or it sounds more like an April Fool's Day story, to be quite honest.
I thought it was from, like, The Onion or something at first when I first saw it.
Somebody made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the let's see if I can find the actual headline, which is kind of startling. Romney, doesn't say which, to square off against Holyfield in charity fight. Right. Well, the Romney, talk about presidential demeanor, right? I don't know. I'm not sure I want people who run for president see themselves in that capacity to necessarily walk into a ring with a boxer. I mean, presumably one of the things about boxing that worries me a great deal is contre-coup, which is when somebody hits you on the chin, your brain basically has no place to go, so it hits the back of your skull, which causes brain damage. Not to mention Parkinson's and all sorts of awful things. The question is, has somebody already hit Mitt in the head? I mean, why would he do this? It turns out he's doing it for charity, and his son runs the charity. But here's the quote. Former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and five-time heavyweight boxing champion Evander Holyfield are set to square off at a charity fight night event in May. Isn't there something basically wrong with that whole sentence? Do we really want our presidential candidates getting into a ring, basically, I assume, in shorts, with their little chest exposed? They're both going to wear head protectors, but in Mitt's case, this may be extraneous. It's going to happen May 15th. It's a black tie event in Salt Lake City, none of which offsets my concern. In full protective gear, which I assume means, I don't even know what that means, maybe a football uniform, Mitt Romney and Holyfield will spar in the boxing ring for a lighthearted fight. Oxymoron, before the night's three fights by professional boxers, which is perhaps more.
Full protective gear probably means he's going to have that, you know, kind of that head.
Which they wear in the mouth firing. Protector.
Yeah.
Yeah, but presumably, do I really want to see? Never mind.
I mean, seemingly he would need more than that. I mean, it's. I mean,
that's what I said. I thought a full armor. Yeah. From the Middle Ages,
like
would
night,
probably
like night gear, yeah,
exactly, with the shield that comes down over the eyes and the lance and the and maybe a horse in with him. And here's Mitt's comment, which makes me worry even more. He said it will either be a very short fight or it will be knocked unconscious. Aren't those the same thing? The former Republican presidential nominee told the Salt Lake Tribune.
Well, it's like, Mitt, it will be a short fight. You will be knocked unconscious. That is the same thing because it has to be the same thing because you're not going to knock out Evander Holyfield.
Exactly. It won't be much of a fight. We'll both suit up and get in the ring and spar around a little bit. If I were Mitt, what I would have is a bicycle or roller skates and just stay out of his way. We just thought it would be a lot better to provide entertainment rather than just have dinner and listen to speakers. Now, understand, there are going to be three professional fighters, three professional rounds at least, or three fights, which I find, I mean, they're blood sports, folks. The event is raising money for Utah-based organization, Charity Vision, Developing Countries Performing Surgeries to Restore Vision in People. Okay. Charity Vision is his son's charity. Can you imagine going to your dad and say, Dad, you know there's this heavyweight boxer, you know Evander? And he said, oh, yeah, he's the one who was robbed of the gold medal in the Olympics in the 80s in L.A., and everybody felt he was cheated. And
he's the guy that Mike Tyson bit his ear, right, back in the 90s?
And, Dad, how'd you like to, go a couple rounds with him? First of all, I don't know where you get the nerve to do that. But then his father's saying, oh, okay, it'll probably either be a really short fight or I'll be knocked unconscious. Mitt, those are the same thing. What were you thinking? That you're going to go 10 rounds with Evander? And Evander, there's a new documentary out called Champs. It's got Evander in it and Mike Tyson. But Evander seems like one of the more sensible of the heavyweight champions. I mean, basically, they're kids who grew up in poverty, and this was their way out, as far out as they get. And it requires, and we talked about Manny Pacquiao, it was the same thing. He was one of a bunch of kids, and his father, he didn't have a dad around, and so this was the way at 16 he figured out how to support his family. I don't know. The whole thing seems, I mean, there's so many issues in this. So what we put up on Facebook, just because this is one of those stories that I think if you don't laugh, you cry. I mean, the whole idea, I mean, from the beginning, the whole idea that you get a whole bunch of what we would call swells, rich people who are paying between $25,000 and $250,000. Those are corporate sponsorships. All right, so we get people who have a lot of money at getting dressed up in black tie, formal wear, to go see poor people beat the daylights out of each other. Isn't there something kind of Romanesque about that? I mean, the gladiators and thumbs up and thumbs down, and at least there aren't lions involved. And then Mitt putting himself in the middle of this. Mitt in the middle. There's just a formal Republican presidential candidate. I mean, wouldn't you think that there's something a little bit more dignified he could do? I mean, it'd be one thing if he was refereeing it, okay?
Right.
Of, okay, let's come out, you know, let's make this a fair fight, no hitting below the belt, you know, may the best man win. I mean, something like that, maybe. Or even auctioning himself off as a speaker to somebody. Mm-hmm. But yet, and I mean, when they say protective gear, as I said, if I were he, I would come out in full metal armor and Kevlar vest and the helmet that comes down, the visor, and maybe a lance. And as I said, roller skates. Definitely roller skates. I mean,
What if you're Evander Holyfield in this situation, too? I mean, how do you even approach something like this? Because
you can't knock the guy out.
Well, Evander Holyfield's not going to fight Mitt Romney the same way he fought Mike Tyson back.
Well, he's not going to fight him. He can't. Yeah. If he punches this guy, he's a bad guy. If he lets this guy punch him, he's a punching bag. I mean, who was thinking about this? This is bad news, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.